Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Judge Scott McAfee has granted a motion to dismiss six of the charges in the Georgia RICO indictment, including three against Donald Trump. Glenn says this development is not as bad as you might think.
So friends, today we saw some pretty dramatic headlines, didn't we? Headlines like, judge in Georgia dismisses some criminal charges against Trump, tosses some counts out, quashes charges against Donald Trump and some of his RICO co-defendants, and indeed, three of the 13 criminal charges against Donald Trump were dismissed by Judge McAfee, the judge presiding over Donald Trump's RICO prosecution in Georgia. But here's what's important. They were dismissed for some technical deficiencies in the language of the indictment. Here's something more important. The RICO charge, the most serious charge against Donald Trump, and nine other charges were not dismissed. And here is perhaps what's most important of all. These charges that were just dismissed by Judge McAfee can be reindicted to correct the deficiency. Here is some of the new reporting. This from NBC News. Headline, judge in Georgia election interference case dismisses three counts against Trump. And that article begins, the judge presiding over the election interference case in Georgia has dismissed some of the criminal counts against former President Donald Trump. In a ruling Wednesday, Judge Scott McAfee found that six of the counts in the indictment against Trump and some of his co-defendants, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, lacked sufficient detail. The judge left open the possibility that prosecutors could refile the counts. And this quote from Judge McAfee, as written, these six counts contain all the essential elements of the crimes, but fail to allege sufficient detail regarding the nature of their commission, i.e., the underlying felony solicited. They, the charges, do not give the defendants enough information to prepare their defenses intelligently, Judge McAfee wrote. The counts the judge tossed involved accusations that Trump and his co-defendants had requested state officials violate their oaths of office. The judge found that the language used in the indictment was too generic and did not specify which part of which oath of which constitution, the state or federal, they had been accused of requesting the officials to violate. Trump was indicted on three of the six counts that were dismissed. He still faces 10 other counts in the case.
On the way, Glenn explains why Judge McAfee wanted the wording in the Georgia indictment rewritten. This is Justice Matters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The judge presiding over the Georgia State RICO prosecution, Scott McAfee, has found a problem with the wording in D.A. Fawny Willis's indictment and has tossed out six of the charges. Glenn says he's just asking them to be more specific.
Okay, friends. First of all, when somebody's indicted of a crime, the indictment has to set out specifically what the crime is. For example, if I was charged with a crime, you know, Glenn Kirshner within the District of Columbia on March 12th committed a crime, I would be able to rightly move to dismiss the indictment because it does not set out with specificity what the crime is. How can I defend against the crime? How can I be protected against a double jeopardy issue? In other words, being prosecuted twice for the same thing when the first indictment doesn't even say exactly what the crime is. Somebody could swoop in and try to convict me a second time of committing a crime on that date. Maybe it would be the same crime. We wouldn't know based on the language in the indictment. It is not particular enough. There aren't enough specifics. Obviously, it's a silly example that I've used, but it's just to illustrate the point. So now let's look at Judge McAfee's order, because he set out precisely why he thought some of the charges in the indictment against Trump and his criminal associates, his co-conspirators, his RICO co-defendants, why some of the language in, I think, a total of six of the indicted crimes was not specific enough. Here's what Judge McAfee said. While the averments meaning the accusations in the charged offenses, the language in the indictment, while the averments do contain a reference to the terms of the violated oaths, this court finds that the incorporation of the United States and Georgia constitutions is so generic as to compel this court to grant the special demurrers. In other words, this is too vague. It's not specific enough because there's an allegation that they violated their oaths under the Georgia and the United States constitutions. You need to include more specificity, prosecutors. So Judge McAfee granted the special demurrers. In other words, he dismissed the six counts that he found did not contain enough specificity. But he went on to make it clear that this is about form, not about substance. Here's what he said in that regard. The court's concern is less that the state, the prosecutors, have failed to allege sufficient conduct of the defendants. In fact, it, the prosecution, has alleged an abundance. So what's Judge McAfee saying there? He says the court's not concerned that the prosecution has failed to allege conduct, criminal conduct of the defendants. No, there's plenty of that in the indictment. He's saying it's all about the form of the indictment. There was insufficient specificity, but here's the thing, friends. Judge McAfee said you can just go back into the grand jury, add some additional language to bring the indictment up to snuff on the specificity front, and then all charges will be back in play. Here's what Judge McAfee said about that in footnote number 8. This does not mean the entire indictment is dismissed. The state, meaning the prosecutors, may also seek a re-indictment supplementing these six counts. And the prosecution, the state, receives a six-month extension from the date of this order to resubmit the case to a grand jury. And so, friends, that begs the question, will the prosecutors resubmit the case to a grand jury to kind of, you know, clean up these charges that Judge McAfee thought lacked specificity? You bet they will. Why do I say that? Well, it's because of the nature of one of the charges against Donald Trump that Judge McAfee just dismissed. One of the dismissed counts involved Trump's call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, urging him to find enough votes for him to be declared the victor in the state, which he'd lost to Joe Biden. Another involves a letter Trump sent to Raffensperger urging him to decertify the 2020 election results. So, friends, you can bet that the prosecutors are very likely to go back before the grand jury and reindict these six counts. I mean, they are not going to give up that compellingly criminal call that Donald Trump placed to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, just find me 11,780 votes and corruptly declare me the winner in Georgia. They're not likely going to give that charge up. Now, friends, to be clear, this is not a good look. This was a mistake by the Georgia State prosecutors. But here's the thing. Most prosecutors are human. They make mistakes. I know I did, still do. But this is little more than a speed bump on the road to justice. And let's be clear, this mega RICO case, 19 co-defendants, was always going to be a marathon. It was never going to be a sprint. I mean, this is a case that was designed as a comprehensive vehicle to hold accountable all of the people who violated Georgia state election laws. And this one was always going to take a very long time to come to complete fruition. So whether these RICO trials are ongoing at the end of 2024, whether they are ongoing throughout 2025, whether they extend into 2026, is of less concern than that they be done right, they be done in an appellate-proof fashion, which I think is what Judge McAfee was trying to accomplish. Let's nip all these legal issues in the bud before they infect the process and maybe result in a conviction being reversed on appeal and remanded to the trial court for a new trial. No, this case was always going to be a marathon. And let's hope that now this particular speed bump is behind the Georgia state prosecutors. Let's hope the road to justice smooths out a little bit. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.